This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. We have ushered in a new year, and with that, there are some reopenings to kick it off. We have our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, here to share her picks in the Delaware Valley now that we have some more options to choose from. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Are you on track with your New Year's resolution?
I think so. I'm resolving to get out more and to do so safely. And I'm happy to report that museums in Philadelphia are accepting visitors once again.
Outstanding. It's so wonderful to hear this.
The museums, including the Philadelphia Museum of Art, the Barnes Foundation, and the Penn Museum, are back, but capacity limits, mandatory mask wearing, and timed advance tickets are still the norm. The Academy of Natural Sciences is debuting the Permian Monsters exhibit, which was pushed back due to the COVID surge.
That exhibition takes us way back, Tanya.
You're right. The exhibit covers life before the dinosaurs came, about 290 million years ago, when you and I were just kids.
Hold on. I'm not claiming that.
Kidding! This is a time when prehistoric beasts ruled the earth, but we'll never really know exactly what they were like because, like the dinosaurs, they are all extinct. The museum has done their research to showcase what those beasts may have been like, and you can enjoy some interactive games as well.
Wow. You know, I recently heard about Massachusetts having a contest to come up with a state dinosaur, kind of like a state flower or a flag. Tanya, what else is on your list this week?
Penn Museum's month-long Culture Fest starts tonight. The museum is reopening tomorrow, like the rest, but the fest is virtual, leading up to the Lunar New Year on February 11th. They have a number of events scheduled, from explorations of Asian food and traditions, to screenings, to crafting. Events go on through the end of the month, and we will have a link on our website, whyy.org/things to do.
Tanya, recent stimulus legislation includes a provision for live entertainment venues. How might this help us out around here?
Well, unfortunately, Jennifer, with over 3,000 independent concert halls across the venue, it may be a case of too little, too late for some. Others are plowing through. Chris's Jazz Cafe in Philadelphia is one of the city's oldest. They're hosting a week-long Jazz Aid virtual concert starting on Saturday. Jazz artists from around the world, including Christian McBride, Denise King, and Peter Bernstein, will play during the Pay As You Wish event that will help the cafe stay open and start to recover from their COVID losses. On Sunday, jazz music will be played for 24 hours straight with a special appearance from Germany by acclaimed jazz guitarist Kurt Rosenzweigel.
He's an amazing guitarist, and a week of jazz music is a great way to start 2021.
I certainly agree with that, and it's a good cause that benefits a local venue. I've got one more thing for you this week.
But the river won't flow for you, no.
The New Light Theater in Delaware is streaming Song for a New World this weekend. The production is partnering with the Theater Philadelphia Emergency Fund that's helping theaters who've been shuttered throughout the pandemic. Jason Robert Brown wrote the music and lyrics performed by singers who collaborated virtually. This production asks, what happens when the world as you know it is suddenly upended?
I think we all know a little something about that these days.
That's for sure. So let's hope there are better days ahead. You can find the details on all that we've discussed and more on whyy.org/things to do.
Tanya, thank you as always for guiding us. Have a great weekend.
You do the same, Jennifer. We'll see you next week.